not stupid, but you are asthmatic.
I am asthmatic.
But you should also scoot a little closer.
Can you hear me?
Probably not.
Literally none of this is registering. I can hear the little green bars quivering.
You can okay. hear them quivering?
I can hear them. They're screaming.
I hear you. Joe.
And on that note...
That was the day we got a copyright strike. Whoops. DMCA.
It's fine. We didn't do anything. You love us. Thank you for letting us use your song.
Yes. Thank you, Tim Burton, for stealing that from Broadway.
Thank you for stealing it so that we could steal it.
Thank you for making Johnny Depp kill Helena Bonham Carter again.
The best of times. It was the best of times.
Anything with Johnny Depp is the best of times.
It really is. And on that note, she's Olivia.
He's Chandler.
And this is Let's Talk About It.
Let's talk about it.
All right, so fucking mythical creatures, bro.
That's what we decided to talk about today.
But first,
a word from our not sponsor.
A word from our not sponsor. How are you doing? I feel like I haven't talked to you, like, at all this week, even though I work with you at the same restaurant. Like,
I know. We haven't caught up in so long.
It's been a stupid time. Also, this week can go fuck itself.
Yeah,
I'm so done.
This week can go to hell. It's been a rough week.
Oh, God.
Stupid. Chandler fell.
I did fall. I smacked my knee as hard as I possibly could on the concrete right next to my car.
Okay, but did you, like, trip? I wasn't there.
No. Okay, so, like, during that huge snowstorm, I got home. I was taking my dad down to my mom's office, and I literally, like, I turned the corner behind my car to just go to the driver's side, and I, like, lost footing, basically, and slid and just bashed my knee down first onto the concrete, and it hurt so bad, and then I caught, like, my upper half of my body on my wrist, and so now my wrist and my knee hurt. It's so good.
No, thank you. Absolutely no thank you. That doesn't sound good at all.
This is why we don't live in Utah. And by we don't, I mean we do, regrettably.
Well, soon we will not live in Utah. However, when I move to the Tetons, it will be very, very snowy a lot more of the time.
We just won't have to leave the house. We'll just be professional podcasters.
Okay.
And never leave and DoorDash everything to our house.
Okay.
I'm down.
Sold. Thank you. Got me sold. That's it.
Hate everything.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Perfect.
Also, this shirt is a lot shorter than it used to be, and I apologize.
That's okay. I've been, like, flashing my ass to everybody in the passing. Hi, would you like to see not the crevice, but the whole ass?
The entire ass.
My whole ass.
My whole ass.
My whole
I don't know why
ass,
it was so
ass.
Funny, but it was. My whole ass.
My whole ass.
But yeah, this week has been pretty normal. Just, you know, life, and my tuition money came. It hasn't come yet, but it's in the mail. They have sent me two emails telling me that they have mailed my check, and if I don't have it by the 18th, I'm supposed to call someone. Well, my tuition is due on the 6th of January. whoops. Well, so hopefully it comes before then. But also, how far... Frick, I can't do math. Are we 7 days out from Christmas?
To a T. Christmas is next Friday.
Holy frick, Rick. Mm-hmm. We're a week away from Christmas.
I know, it doesn't really feel like it. 2020 just kind of sucked the life right out of me, and I haven't been paying attention to any of it.
I had no Christmas spirit.
Yeah,
at all
same.
In December. Everyone around me got out their Christmas decorations early. They were super excited, like the lights went up before Thanksgiving. All of my mom's Christmas decorations were out before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
it's a big deal at my mom's house. She has, like, 8 tubs. Like, those big industrial-sized tubs full of Christmas decorations from the last 40 years. All of them came out. Everything came out before Thanksgiving. And it's just, I don't know. I haven't felt Christmassy. And I don't know if it's because I haven't been seeing my mom very much. And she, honestly... I feel like we can all agree that parents kind of instilled the Christmas spirit in us as children.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Fair. I feel like it depends mostly on your parents.
Well, because you as a child, you don't just have... Like it's fostered in your environment, I feel like. I'm not an expert. I'm not a scientist. But, I mean,
Also not Jewish.
No.
That is a birthright. well, I mean...
It is.
It really is.
It's generational.
It really is. I'm not totally in the know, but a lot of it does come down from, like, generation to generation. So you're... like, the tradition is based off of something very core. And then some people do more, some people do less. Depending. But, yeah. I'm very sorry that you're not in the Christmas spirit.
You are the Christmas spirit, I feel like. You set up your whole tree at your house.
Yeah. So we have, like, a 12-foot tree. And
jeez, that's twice the size of you.
It is. I set that up first thing before, Thanksgiving, obviously. And then we literally did not set up another thing until last week. So we're still just kind of setting stuff up. And I don't know why, but we keep our decorations up till like March.
Oh.
Because it's like, I feel like every single year the Christmas spirit like starts out so late because we don't really have the opportunity to like slow the fuck down for 5 seconds and actually just like be with the family, not have to work 24/7, do stuff like that. So like that comes like January, February, and March. So it's like, okay, we'll enjoy Christmas in March. It's fine.
we'll enjoy Christmas in the spring when it was meant to be enjoyed. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know.
I was hoping we could lead into something about when the Christians took over pagan, the pagans. I don't know why that was so hard for me to say.
The
pagans. That's a David Bowie reference. I'm wearing a shirt.
I'm wearing a shirt. I am also wearing a shirt.
It may or may not have David Bowie smoking a cigarette on it. Where is he? Oh, there it is.
That is the largest cigarette.
He's a big boy. He needs a big cigarette. He's a big deal. He was actually quite thin his whole life. Anyway, we're not talking about David. David Bowie is his own.
We can talk about David Bowie. I don't care.
However, I'm really, really upset that like gross, awful, terrible, like freaking Jeff Bezos type people get to live while people like David Bowie have to die. Why? That's a personal problem.
Yes. I firmly believe that Jeff Bezos is really gonna be like a IRL Batman villain. Because like, listen, have you heard him laugh?
No. I tried to avoid him.
It's spooky.
Spooky.
I believe I saw like a YouTube video where he was trying out like a mech suit. Not like a full blown mech suit, but it was like
it's Lex Luthor.
Oh my god, he really is. But who is Clark Kent?
Not Mark Zuckerberg.
No. He is... Fuck, who would Mark Zuckerberg be in the grand scheme of Batman?
Mark Zuckerberg would be like the Riddler or some shit.
The Riddler, except for if the Riddler was a ginger.
The Riddler is a ginger.
Is he? Yes! I always have seen him with dark brown or black hair. Hold up.
Where?
Looking up proof.
Ugh. Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I grew up watching Batman Forever, which has Jim Carrey in it.
Yep, that's
right. And the Jim Carrey's Riddler, even though he and Tommy Lee Jones hated each other through that entire film, had red hair.
Okay, yeah, you do have a point.
But I mean, look, there's some where he also has brown hair, so...
I feel like it just depends on which, like, obviously same universe, but like...
But there are so many different iterations of villains. Like, there are some joke... Like, there's a cartoon Joker that has, like, long green dreadlocked hair. Long. Yeah. It's just different iterations of the character. It's actually very creepy. You should look it up.
I'm gonna look it up.
Look up cartoon Joker.
Cartoon Joker with dreads.
Not the Mark Hamill one. One of the other ones.
Oh, it's an option. Somebody has searched this before.
Maybe it's not dreadlock. Well, it's thick like dreadlocks.
It's close enough. It's like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes, but like having a bad hair day.
Oh, okay. So listen.
Sorry, that was gross.
Have you seen the new Sonic the Hedgehog movie?
Absolutely fucking not.
I have not, nor do I want to watch it. That's just my own personal preference. But. Sonic the Hedgehog is an alien?
Is that canon?
I don't know. I've never done that much in-depth research, but, like, in the new movie, he's an alien that's being hunted.
By...
for his power.
What? Okay.
And I just... well, I don't quite understand that whole, like... Please show your work where you got from.
Please show your work!
Please show your work or credits will not be approved. Like, I thoroughly just do not understand it. Because, like... How is Sonic the Hedgehog an alien? Like,
I was just under the impression, like, I honestly don't know. I didn't play the game. I don't know very much about Sonic the Hedgehog, genuinely.
That's fair.
I get the impression that they just live in their kind of their own universe with their own set of rules. I wasn't aware that Sonic existed in our world or in our universe. I thought he was, like, his own. But apparently not in this film. In this film... he's like Stitch.
Like an IRL Stitch. Like if some very cartoon-ass looking literal cartoon alien came down to Earth and was being hunted by some crazy-ass man.
Jim Carrey.
Who fucking...
Jim Carrey would hunt him.
Oh my god.
Just in his downtime. He'd bring Adam Sandler with him. I haven't seen anything about that. The only thing I know about the... Don't choke on your wine, please.
Oh my god.
The only thing I know about this movie is that when they test ran it, the audience reacted so negatively to what Sonic looked like that they made them take it back and reanimate all of the films of Sonic, or all of the shots of Sonic in the film. To make him look less realistic, quote-unquote, air quotes, quote-unquote, and more like he was meant to look. Which makes more sense to me, because did you see the original Sonic? Like, did the CGI they originally came up with? Before they made it go back? It was horrifying.
Is it this weird-ass one, or is it the one with big eyes?
It's the big eye one is the one they changed it to, because that's the one it's supposed to be. He's supposed to look like this, not like this.
Oh, that's really concerning.
It's a big difference.
I don't like that it's, like, humanoid and... It looks like a 12-year-old boy.
Sonic's a hedgehog, but he's also, I'm 98% sure that it's like a Japanese animation. It's like an anime thing. It's an anime franchise.
Yes.
So, big eyes are normal, and that's what it's supposed to look like. I feel like Sonic's a he, because there's a girl, I think. Don't know anything about this. Literally don't know anything about
this. Welcome to this episode where we literally rant about stuff that we know nothing about.
We told you it was about mythical creatures. We've been talking about Sonic for 8 hours.
Sonic is technically a mythical creature. Something I don't want to hear it.
You know what? That's fair.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Like, does that make sense?
Does that make sense? Do you know what I mean? My god.
Let me put it this way. Okay, you know what? This is so condescending. I hate. I know a guy that does this. He'll be talking to you about something, and you'll just be like, blah, 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 having a conversation, and he'll know some more about something than you, inevitably. And he will literally go, let me put it this way. And then proceed to explain it to you at the most basic, normal, non-complicated level. Like you would say to literally anybody if you're explaining something. Like if you were to say to me, Olivia, how does a car go? I would say, Chandler, you put gas in the car, you push the button, magic happens, and you go. This guy literally is like, let me put it this way. You put gas in your car.
Okay.
You turn the key.
Wait. I need to read writing notes. I don't actually understand how Christ works. It just pisses me off.
Sorry, I'm almost done. But it just irritates me so much because, let me put it this way, is reserved for, like, snarky side characters to over-explain in a sarcastic way a basic thing in a complicated way to annoy the protagonist. Like, it's not supposed to be helpful or nice. It's literally... So when you use that to treat me like I'm a fucking idiot, I have a problem.
I have more than one, problems, clearly.
Anyway.
You know what?
A nice man. That's a mythical creature.
Oof. A man that doesn't mansplain to you literally everything.
Literally everything.
My God. Did you know that this is how this works? Yeah.
What?
Do I look like a fucking idiot to you?
Apparently.
Actually,
so.
Don't answer that.
Please don't answer that.
I don't want
to
hear
it. I don't wanna talk to you anymore. I want you to leave me alone.
Damn it, Kathleen.
Yes.
Alright. Well, I guess without further ado, we can take this quaz.
This quaz! And what quaz what quaz are we taking?
Which mythical creature are you based on the fantasy story that you build?
This sounds complicated, and I'm here for it.
I am all for complications.
Wait, there's a thing called quiz party.
What?
Take this quiz with friends in real time and compare results.
Oh my God.
Should we try it?
Yeah,
we did not test this before this moment.
Promoted by Walmart.
Please enter your name.
You only get my first name.
I mean, somebody else gets your last name, but...
What?
You said, I only get your first name! And I said, okay, because somebody else gets your last name!
I will not be marrying anybody anytime soon.
Well, that's fine, I was just saying.
I'm just kidding.
You may or may not, I don't...
I rarely understand things the first time.
I just thought it was a really clever joke, and then you literally stared at me
because
for
I didn't
20
understand.
Seconds.
I'm so sorry.
Bah!
I have like 3 operational brain cells on any good day, so like your max brain cell is just like 3. Okay.
Are you gonna send me your links? Are we really doing this on the air right now?
Yeah, I mean it's fine, but like whatever. Oh my God, I'm a corgi. Best.
Wait.
Best thing to happen to me.
I'm a kidder.
Kidding. Okay. Oh, actually, Olivia, you're one of my pinned people.
You're one of my pinned people.
Oh my God. I love it.
We are soulmates.
We are the souliest of mates.
That's your text tone.
Such a fun ding.
I always know that it's you because
I get
that,
a cool ding.
You get the cool ding.
Please
wait for Chandler to start the party.
Starting the party in 3, 2, 1. Okay.
This is awesome. Okay.
This is actually kind of cool. We should
definitely do this beforehand next time.
Yeah. Sorry. Thanks for working this through with us.
We're still testing. What is this? Episode 4?
Technical episode 4.
Chronological episode 4. Really?
Well, because we had, like, that, like, small introduction, which, like, technically counted as an episode on some streaming platforms.
Oh, that's fair.
So this is, like, the 5th episode on some platforms.
Sorry, I can't leave my hair alone. It just keeps falling out. And
that's okay.
It's irritating me.
I keep moving my limbs about because
are you
8,000 degrees. It's not your fault. I literally just am the toastiest child.
I have a crop top in the other room if you want to wear it.
I am the ugliest child.
So am I. I still wear crop tops.
You're not even ugly. Do you want to?
Neither are you.
Bet.
They wouldn't know because we don't post on our Instagram.
Yeah.
Why are you attacking me about this?
I'm not. Yeah, we don't.
We'll be better in the future. Okay. Which mythical creature are you based on the fantasy story you build? Choose a setting. Snowy mountains.
Oof.
That looks like a palace made of candy or fancy LED lights. Is that a face in the moon? Do you see that, like, deep, foreboding face?
Are we looking at the same picture?
Yes. Right here. Do you see kind
of the little, like, skull happening right there? Ooh. I do now. That's spooky, ooky, kooky.
So there's, like, an underwater cave, a dark, misty forest, very twilighty. I'm reading Midnight Sun right now, okay? And I hate myself. I had to take a break because it's like we're a week away from Christmas and I haven't gotten gifts done.
That's okay.
So when I get back, it's actually weirdly interesting, mostly because I hate myself and I want to recapture that feeling of being a stupid, moronic, lovesick teenager. Yeah. Anyway.
Love it.
So there's another kind of misty, darky, swampy thing. There's a rolling field, like the hills are alive fiasco. It's like an underwater coral situation. And there's a castle with a dragon, and it better be alive, because if it's not, I'm going to be mad. What do you want?
Seeing as the wings are up, let's go with it's alive.
Maybe it's rigor mortis, and like spiders, things go, wah. Why are you looking at me like that?
That's just so dark.
I'm apparently in a dark mood today. Yeah,
that's okay, it's a mood. You know what? I'm all for dark, foresty, like, foggy shit.
Same.
What are you gonna do?
Probably the hills are alive. Just because fun.
Perfect. Oh, we get to choose an animal sidekick. I love it. Okay, so we've got a bottlenose dolphin.
I know what you're gonna pick already. I read ahead.
Is it the corgi?
Yes! I guess that's the corgi.
It may be. I don't know. So there's the bottlenose dolphin. I almost called it a shark. It's a
That
fox.
Is not a bottlenose is, dolphin. That is a not? Beluga whale.
Listen, I don't know the difference.
That nose does not look like a bottle. Also, that beluga whale is not currently raping another dolphin.
What? What words? What just came out of your mouth?
It's a real thing.
What?
Dolphins are rapists.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. That's, they have the closest intelligence to humans, and they are rapists.
That tells you a lot about humans. We fucking suck.
Yep.
Intelligent life forms, GTFO, you're not wanted.
So long.
Anywhere.
So long as it's for all the fish.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Katya.
You're so cute.
Okay, so a beluga whale. A fox. Cool ass looking blue snake. A leopard. A little kitty cat. A black stallion. A little corgi popping out of some flowers.
Aww.
Or a wolf. What would you choose?
It's a fantasy thing, so I'm gonna pick a leopard.
That's fair. I'm all down for a snake. I want to like a snake that can talk.
Are you a Slytherin?
No.
What are you? Right, we discussed this. You're a Hufflepuff.
I'm the Huffliest of the Puffs.
The Huffliest Puff.
Well, I don't even know. Yeah, but also a wolf friend would be really cool. Plus, also wolves are fucking huge, so let's do a wolf.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Choose a home. There are so many like cabins/castles. That one's a treehouse. Sorry, we're reading ahead. Okay.
Where?
Way at the bottom, in the bottom corner.
Ooh, that's cool.
So the first one is like a snowy cabin surrounded by trees, which sounds incredible. This one's like a little lakeside cottage with a picnic table. This one is like a stone cottage. But it's not a cottage, it's not small.
It's like a ye olde English home.
But it's like surrounded and overtaken by fleurs. Sorry, I'm a human being. Flowers. Fleurs. There's a cabin in the snow with an aurora borealis in the background. Is that a hobbit hole? What is that? It's literally a circle made out of stones. It's a circular house.
Yeah,
it looks... a thatched roof.
You know what? It looks like, kind of like a medieval forge.
Please say that again.
Medieval forge?
You said it twice! That means it was on purpose! Medieval?
Yes, that's medieval. I don't know.
That one. No, say it the other way forever.
Why?
Medieval?
Is that not... Oh,
Medavidavidavid.
La 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 la.
And then we have like a seaside shanty.
Shanty.
Very nice. Literally a house made out of a tree. Very, very cute. And a gigantic castle. I can't choose between the castle or the treehouse.
I know. They're both kind of really cute.
Castles are drafty. I want the treehouse.
Yeah, treehouse is giving me some good vibes too, so.
Okay, but like... What are we doing here? Sorry.
The pants?
Did you pick where you were living? Seaside shanty?
The treehouse.
Treehouse. Yeah. Lovely.
We can share a house.
Okay. Yeah, I'd really like that.
My god. Okay, so now we get to choose an outfit.
none of these are for men. They're all female outfits.
You know what? I don't agree.
Okay, which one are you picking then?
I can wear a dress if I want.
Please choose the kimono.
Please, it looks so good.
Wait, is that a kimono? But it looks like Scottish pattern, but... Oh, that is an African-American person. I am being racist. It's hard to... These pictures are so small.
Yeah, and it, like, only shows the face on one picture. Not that you need a face, but...
I would like one.
But you don't need it. So.
That's where my mouth goes.
Can go other places. Alright, so we've got, like, some... We've got, like, a full metal armor. Kind of like knight armor. And then we've got, like, a witchy robe. That's kind of like... It looks like blue...
Drapey sleeves.
Drapey sleeves. What is that? Blue velvet?
Yeah,
what'd you say?
Blue velvet.
Okay. And then we've got a Cinderella dress. And then we've got this very interesting looking outfit that's kind of like a dress with massive pant legs.
She's holding a katana. So I'm assuming it's some sort of... I honestly don't know.
I don't know how to describe
that. But I recognize that sword because I watch a disgusting amount of Forged in Fire.
It's so good, though.
So good. Sorry, I will let you continue.
No, you're good. And then we've got kind of like...
I know. I
don't know what to describe that as. Kind of like...
It looks like almost like a Scottish pattern. Like from the plaid, but it's an African-American person wearing it.
So, like, okay, so what I'm relating this to is, like, if you've ever seen Black Panther, kind of like what the outskirt warriors wear is, I'll describe it to you.
Please do.
It's like, it's like long shawl type stuff with hidden weapons, staffs, stuff like that, like rural African warrior, but very secret badass.
I'm here for this.
It's phenomenal. So that's what I would describe that as.
Okay.
And then, obviously, you've got this medieval chain link armor and a hatchet. Can you call that a hatchet? Is that a hatchet?
Yeah, it's a small axe. It's a hatchet. Small axe.
Okay, and then you've got kind of like...
Okay, she's a pirate. Look at those sleeves. Look at that vest. Look at that gun strapped to her hip. She's a pirate.
Yeah, she's definitely a pirate.
Ooh, well, she a pirate.
And then a badass. Queen. Something. I don't even know.
That's...
She's got a big ass sword, though.
That's Galadriel.
Galadriel.
That's Galadriel. But if she had black hair.
Beautiful. I love it. What are you choosing?
Pirate girl.
Pirate girl?
We just watched that whole Grand Tour episode about pirates.
That was so good.
It was very funny.
So good. I'm kind of digging this elegant but deadly... What did you call it again? Galalala.
Galadriel?
Galalala. Perfect.
You've seen Lord of the Rings.
I've seen, like, two movies.
She's the one that she's like, whoa, there is something in the water. Like, the long hair and the menacing voice and the, you must go into the wilderness, like, blah. She's one of the elf ladies.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Not the love interest, but the blonde one.
Orlando Bloom.
Yeah! Yeah, Orlando Bloom!
I knew it! Perfect.
She delivers that great, like, Frodo tries to surrender the ring to her, and she's like, instead of a dark lord, you would have a queen! And then she goes and, like, it's, like, negative... Like how you like invert the image.
Ew,
it's like treacherous as the sea, stronger than the foundations of the. But she's like on her hands and they are like this, and her hair is like only half whipping, because the.
Only the bottom half of your hair can whip.
The fan guy from the special effects department was like sick that day and couldn't hold it up all the way. I don't know.
We lost one of our fan guys. We need two fans to blow that hair.
I should have edited that in post.
Oh my god.
Okay.
So good.
So you're picking very flashy, sassy, dressed lady.
Yes.
Okay.
That's who we're choosing.
Okay. This is going to test my weapons knowledge. Okay. So choose a weapon. I know it's a mace, but it's got two dangling testiculars, so...
Spiky testicles.
Literally.
Yikes.
So there's that. There's a magic wand. There's a longbow. A sword. An automatic crossbow. Wait. Yeah, an automatic crossbow. I thought there was like a gun on the front of it too, but it's not.
That would be so badass.
Like, it's pistol / crossbow.
Damn, ran out of arrows. Guess I just have to shoot you.
Shoot you with these giant bullets. There's a dagger, there's a double-headed axe, and then a hatchet.
Damn. Dude, I don't even know.
I play a lot of Skyrim.
You're doing the double testicle mace, aren't you?
I'm not actually going to do the testicle mace. I'm going to do the double-headed axe.
Fair
because
enough.
I love two-handed weapons.
Yeah, that's
And
fair.
As we discussed in either the last episode or the episode before, if you have a longbow, you have to cut off a boob. Because accuracy.
True.
And I'm not interested in that.
Lordy, lordy. I feel like... I don't know. I feel like I have to have an elegant weapon. I don't know why.
To go with you and your little wolf friend and your
yes.
long, flowy dress.
Yes, I would have to have an elegant weapon. So I'm going to do the large Excalibur-sized sword.
Okie dokie.
Thus to kill people with.
Thus to murder you.
To murder. Okay, so we're going to choose some skills. And by skills, I mean one. You get one skill.
What is this, D&D?
Yes. Dungeons and Dick.
Okay. You know that I'm done choking to death.
It's fine. Okay, so first option is sorcery with a wizard. And then there's clairvoyance, swordsmanship, cleverness / outwitting people, which is already one of our skills, so we have to pick something else
to
be talented with.
Mm.
Leadership, invisibility, speaking to animals, or hand-to-hand combat. So, what's your choice?
What's your choice?
TBH, hand-to-hand combat.
I was gonna say that too!
So badass.
Yes, because it's easier to defend yourself at that point.
Yeah, well, because you're literally using the enemy's dumbness.
Yeah.
To, like, kill them.
Yeah. Yep.
It's lovely.
Yep.
Okay.
Choose
a villain.
Choose a villain. So you have a badly make-upped pirate.
Yeah.
A Viking man with too much hair in his face.
Garnier for teeth.
Literally, it is blowing into his eyeballs. I feel bad for him.
Have you ever heard of a ponytail holder?
They weren't invented yet. Well, that's why they did braids, to get the freaking hair out of their face.
Do it again.
There's like a swamp person, but not like a swamp thing person, just like a literal skin tight swamp person.
I would say probably like a siren,
like
or
a sexy dementor.
What are they called? They're like, it's like a Death Eater. Not a Death Eater, like a Dementor, sorry. I don't know why I said that.
A Death Eater is still a human.
It's like a Dementor, but it's more popular in common mythology.
The Ring Wraith? I'm not, sorry. Giggle.
They're like harbingers of death. Like, they collect lost souls.
The Harbinger!
The Harbinger! I don't know, but it's something like that.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember the thingy.
I don't know.
She could be a banshee.
I don't know.
She's not in the forest, though. So there's a shriveled old lady with an apple. That's supposed to be the devil, but it looks like Ivan Moody.
Yikes.
Is that a Dementor, or is that death? I can't tell. It's just a cloak. Someone hang that up. Someone wash it. It looks stiff.
It looks stiff.
An old Victorian man.
Yep, that's my villain.
And the knight, he's actually really cute. He could be my villain, that'd be fine with
you
me.
You can plunder me any day.
Ooh! he's wearing very nice armor, and it looks like a very, very sharp sword.
That jawline is flawless. Who allowed that?
Honestly, though.
Oh, I clicked him, so I guess that's...
Oh no!
I wonder if I can reselect.
I'm sure you can.
I can. Okay. It's a possibility.
Okay, I'm going to pick Ivan Moody because he looks
good. I love it. I don't want to have the cute knight be my villain.
I want him to be on my team.
I'm going to do the creepy bitch in the swamp.
Swamp thing. Okay.
That thing needs to go.
Fair enough. She's icky.
All right.
Do you know how I know she's a she? You can see boobs from here.
Well, I guess we better not label, but them has boobs.
You're right.
Them has boobs.
You're right.
That's okay.
Okay, it's your turn.
God, how the hell am I supposed to? What?
Choose a final battleground. Okay.
Okay, so we've got kind of like.
I don't even know how to describe that first one. It looks like.
Future meets the past.
Yeah.
And like in an alternate gateway with like some dark green clouds around. I don't even know. And then
that's like the siege of a castle, I
think. Yeah, the siege of a castle for sure. And then we've got like a Mordor style castle, but like not red, it's white.
It's lightning instead of molten lava.
Molten lava. And then we've got some Vikings out on the water at sunset. And then
that looks like a broken off road.
In the middle of a nuclear
apocalypse?
Meltdown? I don't know. And then a lava field. Some real spooky ass nasty sewage tunnels. And then on the top of Mount Everest. So, where are you fighting?
Definitely not on the top of Mount Everest. I'm not in good enough shape for that shit.
You're gonna die in like at least half of these, so.
Honestly, I have to do future meets past because that's kind of. There's a lot of. Wait, here's a weird thing. Do you remember how I was writing that novel last month?
For NaNoWriMo?
Yes.
Yes.
There's a lot of things in this quiz that remind me of like scenes that I wrote.
Do I ever get to read this?
No, because it's garbage.
So am I.
If you really, really want to, you can.
Yeah,
but it's in a million pieces.
That's
I did a different document every day.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. I'll read it.
I'll collaborate it together somehow so you can read it. Okay. Anyway, so I'm doing the future meets past thingy. To come back from our bunny rabbit trap.
God damn, I don't even know. for sure not the castle. Definitely not on the water. That's so impractical.
What is this, Pirates of the Caribbean?
Lava field? That's so wildly impractical. You would die if you weren't, like...
It's a fantasy! You literally have a wolf for a sidekick.
Yeah, but I'm not having that bitch die in the lava. That ain't worth it.
You right.
The laws of science still somewhat apply. Heat is no-no. Too cold is no-no. Water is also no-no.
So not Everest, then.
Yeah, sure. Okay. I feel like the sewer is a creepy ass. I don't know. Let's do the nuclear meltdown road. We like emerge from the smoke on both sides. There's nuclear bombs going off everywhere, but somehow there's like a force field around both of us, and we just fight to the death.
Fight to the death.
Kind of like a Super Smash Brothers brawl. Just...
I love that so much.
You're not affected by the background, but like.
The background is affected by
hella. Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Done.
Wow, what a fun. A fucking course, we both got
dragons. We both got dragons! Jesus. You're strong and fiery, and sometimes your temper gets the best of you. You're fiercely loyal and protective, and you only fight for others. You're outgoing and blunt. And people appreciate...
That's it. You're outgoing and blunt.
Well, I looked
That's
at you.
All.
And people appreciate your honesty and sense of humor. I wish that were true. It is not. You're definitely the life of the party when you get in a social setting. Okay, that is so true for you, though.
Oh.
You literally light up a room the second you come into it. Have you ever come into work and everyone's like, oh, Chandler! Literally every day of your life. Every single day.
Christ.
I'm going to videotape it for you tomorrow so you can see what I'm talking about. I can see on your face that you don't believe me how every single girl in that room freaks out when you walk in.
Which is so wildly ironic because I'm like...
Hella gay.
Hella gay. And everybody knows that.
It's because you treat us better than our men do.
That's so not hard.
Master has given Tommy a sock. Tommy's free elf.
Okay, but you ain't gotta read me like that. You ain't gotta be like that.
Yikes. Okay, well, on that note, we're gonna go see some therapists real quick.
Wait, there's a button here that says ready for the next quiz. What's I wanna know what it is.
Next.
Oh, it says Chandler is picking a new quiz. You don't have to. I was just curious as to what would happen.
What gets your zodiac sign? Which Aespa member are you? Don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is either. Is there a what kind of pasta are you? It's the kind of quality content I'm looking
Build for. Your holiday dinner plate and we'll give you some cookies to bake.
I don't like baking.
What?
It reminds me of Nailed It. And then I hear Nicole Byer yelling and giggling in my ear and then I can't focus. I don't have a kitchen of my own.
10 minutes!
10 minutes!
Hi, hey, what you doing? What you doing?
I'm very annoying.
I love her.
I also love Nicole. We talk about Nicole Byer every episode. I adore her so much.
Yep, this is the Nicole Byer Adoration Podcast. Where we say things like medieval wrong.
Medieval.
Is that not a way that you can pronounce it? Because that's really going to frustrate me.
Jeez, everybody's on Twitch right now. Sorry, my freaking iPad just alerted like 6 times.
Let's
but
see.
Okay, I'm totally fine with being a dragon.
I really don't like the way this person sits in.
Wait, turn it up.
Medieval. Ooh, medieval.
Well, that man is Irish.
Medieval.
Or
lovely.
Or upset. I can't tell.
I don't know where I got medieval. I really don't.
You just liked it.
That's not even phonetically correct.
It rolled off your tongue in a more interesting way than normal. And you took to it.
Hate it.
Hate.
Double hate.
Loathe entirely.
I do loathe entirely. Let's see, how long has this episode been? Two minutes.
It's just the shortest one we've done so far.
We can fix that. We can just sit here and bullshit for another.
That's what the people are listening for. That's what they like.
This isn't Twitch, but would you like to talk about Cyberpunk and for the reason why? That I will never understand because it affects the gameplay 0%.
Are we talking about dicks again?
Yes.
Push that in.
It can be pushed in.
Yes, it is a moving drawer.
It's a moving drawer.
I don't know why I speak.
Shut the okay,
What the fuck? Maddie gave me that desk, actually.
Maddie?
Mm-hmm. From work.
Oh.
Madeline?
Wow, that's a nice gesture.
She was like, I was going to save it for the girls, but I want it out of my house. And I said, great, I will take it.
You would be saving that for the next 12 eons. Those girls are tiny, tiny children.
Yes, one of them is 3.
Lord.
Yeah.
The other one's only infinitely younger. But yeah, let's talk about the unnecessary. Unnecessary, totally, like, okay, I just want to put this and preface this. If any of you have played Cyberpunk 2077, they held off the release date for the longest time because they spent three whole years perfecting a sex scene that is wildly graphic and so unnecessary and, like, doesn't have anything to do with the plotline. But then also, multiple years on top of that, making it so you can customize your character's genitals. Which, like...
This game. Like, wait a minute. Pause. Because it sounded, when you were texting me the other day, you made it sound like you were so excited to play this, and you were so happy that you purchased it.
Oh, I'm still super glad that I purchased it. It is a phenomenal game. The storyline is exquisite. I'm just so confused.
However...
As to why that's such a big thing. I mean, like, if you're leaning towards, like, being able to relate to your character more. So say, like, you personally felt like you had more manly features and chose to do, like a more testosterone-based character with a vagina. That is a possibility.
I'm here for it.
It's phenomenal. Which, it's also weird.
It's also weird!
Because, like, in a game setting, it's just bizarre. And so now you'll see people all over Twitch with, like, mild porn all over their channel because they're playing fucking Cyberpunk 2077. And
I feel like this is gonna be a problem.
It hasn't been yet, but...
I feel like eventually Twitch is going to have to focus.
Step in and be
well,
like,
well, Twitch has so many other issues. So many other issues. So many issues.
Ninja.
Okay. Ninja's not...
He was an issue.
Ninja did come back to Twitch.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Did he finally make
He went to Mixer. And then Mixer one day was like, goodbye.
Goodbye.
And they just shut down. So anybody who was famous on Mixer... had to go back to their original platform. So a bunch of streamers either went to either YouTube or Twitch. And Ninja, I'm not sure why, money?
Fair.
Chose to go back to Twitch. Sorry, I don't know what my... There are bubbles happening in my body.
That's okay, I can't breathe out of my left freaking nostril, so I'm like...
Literally every episode you listen to, you can hear me going every fifth word, and I hate it so bad.
For some reason, they're coming back and they're actually listening. All 6 of you, thank you for listening.
Yeah, we do pay attention to our analytics. There are 6 of you who are, like, regularly scheduled audience people.
Thank you.
We deeply appreciate it. We're sorry we don't post on Instagram. We're still trying to figure out how to make a Twitter. But we really appreciate your support infinitely. Speaking of Twitch issues, we appreciate you supporting our podcast.
Thank you.
They don't relate, but... Actually, they do relate, because I'm trying to make Chandler a streamer.
Yes.
But he's, resisting me.
I'm not fully resistant, I just am really awkward and I don't like to, like, film myself.
You don't have to have a camera. Camera's totally optional.
Corpse, I'm coming for you.
No!
Except for my voice is much, much, much higher pitched.
Okay, but that's just because Corpse, like, literally lives in the depths of hell, voice-wise.
It's like, no, I work at McDonald's. No, I live in the depths of hell.
Oh my god.
It's fine.
It is fine, actually.
I've honestly had much, much worse jobs. Much worse. Where I get paid infinite less.
You worked at a grocery store. Wasn't that nice, though? It was a ritzy grocery store.
Yeah, it had its own problems in and of itself.
Me too.
Because, I mean, customers are customers regardless of where you go, but, like, that initial, like, corporate don't give a fuck attitude, it's really there.
I believe that. Unfortunately.
Yeah. But, oh well, because we back working at McDonald's.
True. Yep. Trying to get that tuition money.
Oh my god. Tuition assistance is so important.
It is so important. It is too expensive to go to school by yourself.
I couldn't imagine going out of state and paying out of state tuition. Like,
so much.
Bruh.
It's so
really?
Much.
Oh my god.
It's so much.
Like, people deadass go to Hawaii at BYU Hawaii and pay tuition there.
Okay.
Like,
are there any other schools in Hawaii? This is a genuinely, I don't know anything about Hawaii. I've never been. You don't know either.
I really don't know, because I've only ever like heard of BYU.
I was just thinking, do people go to BYU Hawaii because they want to go to Hawaii? And if that's the case, I feel like there should be other options. There has to be like a Hawaii U.
Oh, okay, yeah, there's a few.
Okay, good.
So there's a couple in Honolulu that are like 4-year colleges. There's BYU Hawaii that's in Laie. There's the University of Hawaii at Hilo, which is also another public 4-year.
Neat.
So basically they just have a bunch of like 4-year colleges, which is kind of nice. Oh my god, these are so expensive.
I don't doubt that for a second, honestly, unfortunately. Education is... pricey.
Listen, okay, so these are after aid. There is 15,000, and so it's like average cost after aid, and the graduation percentage is only 58%.
Per semester, $15,000?
Not per semester, for like your full 4 years, since it's like the 4-year college. So if you go for your full 4 years, you're paying $15,000, and the graduation rate is only 58%. So barely over half. And
that's
then
tough.
There's one that's 23,000, 13,000, 15,000, 11,000, 27,000, and then it kind of just goes less from there. But goddamn, that's so much.
Yeah, school's expensive. Like, I am taking very, 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 very basic classes next semester, and mine still came out to 3,300 something out.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Community college, bro.
There's not a good community college around here.
Slick is pretty good, but that's literally all.
What the hell is Slick?
Salt Lake Community College.
Oh, I was thinking BATC. I was like, that's not how you spell BATC.
That's Slick.
Are you drinking too much wine over there?
I literally haven't even finished a glass. That's depressing.
That's so nice of you to call that mug
chug,
a
chug,
glass.
Chug. What?
That's so nice of you to call that mug a glass. That's very sophisticated.
She's...
There's the Eiffel Tower on there. Yes, I got that at TJ Maxx. It was like $3.
I love TJ Maxx so much.
Woo, hard same. I
also,
so much money there.
Hobby Lobby has its, like, it has its Christmas clearance, so 66% off everything, and then 40% off everything else.
In the entire store?
I think so.
So when are we going shopping?
I want to go tomorrow.
I don't have money until next week.
Do you want to go next week tomorrow? Perfect.
Okay, let's go!
Credit cards, just kidding. Do not get into credit card debt, because it is...